what's your purpose in business? Why are you here in business? And you know, I think when we start a business and we're a service provider and we're self-employed, I don't think there always is a purpose. It might start because you need to pay your bills. You'd lost your job, or I wanted to work around my kids. But actually, why do we keep doing this when we know there are other options? We've had conversations in our Successful Lounge with people who've said, I've had enough, maybe I should just get a job. And for some people, getting a job might be the right option. But for other people, it might be actually the business just needs a bit more focus or work or a change of direction or something. And what is it that makes you choose to go all in on yourself and know that you are worth it?
You're listening to the Bookkeepers Podcast, sponsored by Xero.
I use Xero's accounting and bookkeeping software to manage my clients' accounts, and I love it. If you haven't tried it yet, head over to Xero.com with an X, and you can either start a free 30-day trial or sign up to Xero's partner program to join their amazing community of forward-thinking accountants and bookkeepers.
Hi, and welcome back to Bookkeeping Camp. I'm Zoe Whitman, and I'm here with Jo. Hi, Jo. How are you?
I am good. It's exciting. Session 2 of Bookkeepers Bootcamp. I can't believe this is our first bootcamp of the year, but it is.
I know, that's mad, isn't it? I don't think we usually wait this long to we've just been so busy. We thought we'd jump on today and tell you a little bit about why we do this for free. You might be new to our community. I mean when this community started, when Jo and I met, there were about 60 people in the community 4 years or so ago, and there's 22,000 of you now. So we thought we'd talk a little bit about like why this group exists, why it's so important for us to bring you free training, and we've got a little documentary we're going to preview as well. Premiere is the word, isn't it, Jo?
It is premiere. We found that with such a fast growing community, constantly we are repeating ourselves and telling people why we started, who we are, how we met. I mean, our story is quite different. We've been away together this week, and everyone's like, so, you know, when did you first meet? And they assume that we live next to each other, that we've been friends for years, that we've studied together. And we're like, no, we were complete strangers. And they're like, what? Like, that's so weird. And everyone loves it that we're strangers, because it's not normal. It's not the usual path, is it, that business owners find a random stranger and start a business together?
But I'd love to know, if you're watching this, I'd love to know in the comments who has a business partner. Just tell us that. Tell us, have you got a business partner? I was talking to someone today actually about whether they need a business partner. It's sometimes, I don't know, we went to an event last week. Oh, let's slow down. We went to an event last week, didn't we? And we were asked to share our story, and it was a bit of a shock to us. I don't think we were really prepared for it. And lots of people came up to us afterwards and like, wow, we didn't know you, like didn't know each other before. And you wouldn't know it, you know, we just spent a week together. And we said to each other at the beginning of the week, this is the longest we will have ever spent together. Do you think we're going to hate each other by the end of the week? Of course we didn't. We were like crying. Oh, when am I seeing you again? You don't know, do you, when you don't know people well? You just don't know how it's going to be. So I love how we build these sort of relationships with people in business.
Yeah, generally. And I think, lots of people have said that, you know, someone said to us? So after we spoke at the event last week, we were in Italy, we were skiing with a load of other entrepreneurs from all different backgrounds, and we were asked to sit on a panel and share our story. And when we got off, we were talking to people, and someone, as we were getting on the coach to go home, he said, I just want to say that was my favorite story that was shared. And then someone else has said to us, you two are like chatting and you're like best friends, and when you're talking, I feel like I'm like the third wheeler in the friendship relationship. And I was like, oh, that's so sweet, because I actually watch a lot of podcasts, mainly on TikTok. I watch little snippets of podcasts, and it's always two people. I'm not really into the solo ones. I love a conversation, but I love when two women are talking and giggling and like sharing things, and the other one's like, what are you sharing? You shouldn't share that, you're oversharing. And I think we've kind of yeah, we create that. And we hope you feel like you're all part of it, because you definitely are. So, yeah. And I think other people are like, wow, how interesting. Like, and surely there are issues, and surely that you know, what comes up, they want to know how we deal with it. And I think we were quite open and honest and shared about that. And yeah, it's really interesting to see how other people, no one knew us, because these are brand new people. No one knew which one was which. So I was called Zoe all week, or Jozo, or, you know, which one are you two? Like, no one knew who was funny.
That's all fine. But I actually, that's maybe something to talk about, you know, that when we were asked, like, how do you deal with, I don't know, conflict, we said we have difficult conversations, and that really is really important, you know, as, and actually maybe it's easier because we are strangers, like we weren't for the first probably few years, because we ran the business online, six-figure bookkeeper online, and we worked at home, different ends of the country, and didn't see each other. Maybe we didn't bond as well as, like, if, because we didn't know each other as well, we would have done otherwise. Maybe it was kind of easier to, I don't want to say fight for our corner, there was no fighting going on, but to be able to say what you want, like what you want, what the business needs, there's not the same emotional investment as if you're going into business with a like a sister or a sibling or something.
Yeah, and I mean, you haven't got all of that history and the other people impact. So me and you are able to have a conversation. You can put forward your family's case, I put forward my family's case, but there's nothing that crosses over. So I do think it kind of helps. But we've also had to invest in coaches and mentors to help us learn how to deal with
conversations.
And we've got better to do it ourselves now, but we couldn't at the beginning. It was really hard.
Yeah, and I think when you're, and I think that's maybe the lesson for anyone here watching this, be ready to have difficult conversations. I was talking to someone earlier about networking, and, you know, right, this person was getting ready to go networking, and they were going to be in a room with people that where there might be opportunities for them. And I said, you know, what is the sort of the thing that you can say? What's the difficult thing that you can ask them that's going to get them to open up to you, so you can be seen as the person who is caring and wants to support them? And because so often when we go to networking or we're talking to people that we meet in business, it's so easy to go down to, oh, where did you travel from? How was your journey? Oh, wasn't the parking a nightmare? And it would have been really easy for us on our trip to say, oh, how did you get here? Oh, does that mean you flew direct? Or did you have to change at such and such? Or, you know, all of that. So what kind of room have you got? You know, it's really easy to, like, fill time with that kind of waffle. And although that is the entry, you have to very quickly go somewhere else. I sat opposite somebody at dinner who was very successful, had built several multi-million pound businesses, you know, knew he was a success, like, you know, and in normal life I would have thought, oh my god, you know, you're like out of my league, like I don't deserve to be here in this conversation. But I knew I deserved to be there in the conversation, and I just had a conversation, and the guy said to me, what can I do for you, what one thing can I do for you? And so I asked him for what I needed him to do, which was have a chat with my husband about his new business. Can you talk to him because of his experience? And I think that you know, it's okay to go in with the, like, the hard stuff, because there are people around you, and here in this community as well, while we're live here, ask questions, ask for support. Like, if there's something we're talking about, ask us, we'll try and answer, or ask other people in the chat. That's what the group's about, because otherwise we just coast on the easy chats.
I think so it was away with Daniel Priestley. If you've ever heard of him, he wrote the book Key Person of Influence, 24 assets. He has created something called Score App. Actually, what you all sign up to boot camp with is Score App. And he's very, very successful. And he pointed out to us, he said, you're going to have lots of chats this week while we're all together, but I want you to think about the types of chats you're having. There are, like, nursery slope chats. There are blue run chats, red run chats. But actually, I want you to be having the black run chats. I'm a non-skier, so I learned that black is, like, the hardest and the, you know, the biggest and out of your comfort zone chat. And actually, I'd had one of those on the coach to the venue. I wasn't sitting with Zoe. We decided that there was 45 entrepreneurs and we needed to divide and conquer, you know, to have really meaningful chats. We were going to have to split up and, you know, try not to talk to each other too much. We still managed to talk lots, but so also I'm the worst travel companion in the world and get really sick. So I have to sit at the front of the bus. Like, everyone was like, oh, look at you, goody two shoes. Do you want to sit with the teacher? Yeah, so, but no, I just didn't want to be sick. So I'm sitting at the front of the bus and speaking to this gentleman who did not let me get away with anything. When he's like, oh, so what do you do? Why'd you do that? Don't believe you. Why'd you do that? I don't think it's that either. Why do you really do that? And he dug and dug until I'm like, oh my God, you want blood, sweat, tears, everything. But it was really good. It also kept me completely my mind off of the travel sickness. We stopped at a point. We had to put snow chains on the coach. It was, the weather was mad. And I said to Zoe, oh my God, the conversation just, like, my mind is blown. If this is what this week is going to be like, hold on to your hat. And it really was like that. And I think we don't ask enough harder questions to each other, regardless. You don't have to be mean, but you can just dig a little bit deeper sometimes and not take the first answer and just say, well, that's really interesting. Why do you think you've answered it like that?
Yeah, he challenged you on your purpose in business. So when you were like, I don't believe you, it wasn't like anything like what?
Didn't think I was a fraud.
No, but he was saying, you know, what's your purpose in business? Why are you here in business? And you know, I think when we start a business and we're a service provider and we're self-employed, we forget there's a purpose. Well, I don't think there always is a purpose. It might start because you need to pay your bills. You'd lost your job, or I wanted to work around my kids. But actually, why do we keep doing this when we know there are other options? Why do we focus on building the business when, and you know, we've had conversations in our successful lounge with people who've said, I've had enough. I want to, like, maybe I should just get a job. And for some people, getting a job might be the right option. But for other people, it might be actually the business just needs a bit more focus or work or a change of direction or something. And what is it that makes you choose to go all in on yourself and know that you are worth it? Know that you can do it. What is it inside you? What's that purpose that's driving you? And I think we hadn't really got that until that conversation. And I think that really changed our, you're going to learn, we can't reveal all, but I think there's going to be quite a lot of changes coming up for us in Six Figure Bookkeeper in a really good way in terms of how we support you beyond the support we've been able to give so far. So yeah, it's exciting.
And I think it was that realization that we're playing small.
Yeah.
People were just saying to us, why have you not done this? And we're like, don't know.
Didn't know we could. Didn't know we could. Yeah. Didn't believe we were allowed to. I think that.
Really interesting. So you're all here. We can all challenge each other. We can all challenge each other to be better versions of ourselves with kindness, with love, with support. But showing up here now, answering questions, getting involved, helping other people out, we're all just like pushing ourselves forward. That bit. And we're going to share now, we're going to share our 6FB documentary that we had filmed earlier this year, because people are asking us time and time again, who are you? What do you do? How do you do it? Why are you doing this together? And we felt like it was time to have something professionally created to show, like, and to get across the impact we want to create.
Should we go for it, Jo?
Premiere, this is big stuff. Yeah.
It's about 8 minutes long. When we say documentary, it's not like an hour of like panorama. Right, we're going to play the video. Because we've uploaded it to StreamYard, just to say the quality isn't as great as it will be if you watch it on YouTube later on today. We'll upload it later on today and it will be a really high quality. But just so we can stream it here, we're going to play it in a lower quality. But we've watched it back and we think it looks good. So, we'd love to hear your feedback. Let us know in the comments.
Bookkeeping finds you. It finds you because you need it.
We're doing it because we want to help people to have a better future.
I can't believe the impact we've already had. It's about a movement. It's about our community and leveraging them. Just because a bookkeeper's never done this before doesn't mean that they can't do it in the future. A teacher said to me once, "You'll never be any good at maths." I was an achiever, so don't tell me I'm not good at something because I'm going to work really hard to be good at it.
I think I was always going to be a numbers person. I've been an accountant for a really long time. I feel like it was like in my blood.
I got married when I was 21 and had my son when I was 22. And I'd heard this thing about bookkeeping, and it was things that mums do.
Day to day of being a mum at home with a baby on maternity leave, I found really hard. I needed something to do.
Bookkeeping finds you. No one chooses it initially. It finds you because you need it.
And I started doing some bookkeeping and I called myself a freelance bookkeeper.
I was doing the work I love doing. I was helping people, I was transforming businesses. But in my gut, I was like, I'm helping one business.
I got quite well known, grew the business, and took some people on.
What if I stopped serving just one client? What if I teach other bookkeepers to serve their clients better and help their clients make more money? That could actually impact the whole economy. The opportunity came about to speak at the Bookkeepers Summit on stage. And it was on that day that I spoke on stage. The next person to get up and speak on stage was Mrs. Zoe Whitman.
I remember her telling me how nervous she was about speaking on stage.
And then Zoe got up and she was wearing pumps. And I was like, oh my gosh, she's just so cool.
During that talk, I made the room do a visualization. I can remember I asked everyone to close their eyes and think about the future. We were talking about goal setting.
And I was listening, thinking, this is blowing my mind.
And I wanted people to think about what could be possible for them in the future. Jo spoke to me straight after I finished my talk.
I said, oh my God, well done, amazing. That was really good. I've got this idea to how we can help more bookkeepers. And she was like, okay.
After the event, Jo started sending me voice notes. This is the first time I'd ever had a voice note.
We just started having phone calls at weekends.
Then one day, it was like, actually, we really could do with spending some time together.
We literally looked at the map and went, what's halfway? Reading? We spent the weekend in an Airbnb in Reading together, creating our business.
Jo had said to me about this 12-module course.
Had post-it notes each. The wrapping paper's on the floor, and we just wrote ideas of like subjects.
What should belong in each module of the course? What do people need to achieve to succeed?
Issues that people had or areas that we thought we needed to focus on, and we just went mad. And we're just like, this.
Everyone gets their technical qualification. They know how to do the bookkeeping, but they don't know how to grow a business. So we wanted to fill that gap.
We could help other bookkeepers like us avoid the pitfalls that we'd been through. We'd feel really good about ourselves.
I can remember us working really late at night.
I remember having to say to Zoe, please, can I go to sleep? Because it was like midnight.
The apartment we stayed in Reading had a checkout time.
Oh my goodness, we need to get out. We need to check out of our Airbnb. So we ended up going to Reading Library. We were there.
And I mean, it was so quiet in there. And we were just like, we could include this in the course.
We knew that we could work together, and that was the purpose of it. Zoe knew of somebody that could give us some guidance, and we had this coffee with him, and he said,
you've got something different to bring, so why don't you start a podcast?
We were like, a podcast? I'd never even listened to a podcast, I don't think, at that point.
So we'd agreed that we would do one podcast episode every week.
We called it the Bookkeepers Podcast. People were turning up, and what we was doing was streaming it live into our Facebook community.
When we received the email from Meta, Jo told me about it,
saying we'd like to invite you onto a community accelerator program, but you need to apply and there is funding available. I shared it with Zoe and she said, well, that looks like spam.
No one ever sends you an email saying, we're going to give you $40,000.
But I did a bit of research behind Zoe's back.
We didn't think about it again until Jo told me, oh, I applied for that thing and we got the place.
6,000 applications went in globally and we were picked to be one of the 12 in the UK. And we used the funding to invest in our programs, to invest in the podcast, invest in better equipment.
And it was a real sort of up-leveling exercise. It was like us saying, we're doing this and we're going to do it properly.
Someone mentioned to us about sponsorship.
We'd spoken about it a long time ago. You know, if someone was to sponsor the podcast, who would it be? And we're like, oh, it'd be so cool if Xero sponsored us one day.
A couple of years ago, I was invited to sit on the Xero Partners Advisory Council.
Jo had been really building the relationship with Xero. She'd been going to a lot of their events. She'd gone to their offices. And I said, you know, it would be really cool if while you're there, you just have a chat with them about sponsoring our podcast.
So I just went to the marketing guy and said, do you fancy sponsoring the podcast? They were, oh my goodness, we'd love to. How much do you want? Yes, we'd love to be part of it. We knew that we had to leverage our personal brand, and writing a book felt like the next natural step.
And we had loads of frameworks in the business. We use them all the time.
We kind of really knew what our themes were that we wanted to talk about.
We always talk people through the four-step RISE framework.
Zoe was like, that could be the book. And I'm like, oh yeah. So we wrote the book, The Bookkeeper Rises. So the first half of the book is, you know, the RISE framework and teaching people to build a business that works for them. And the second half is the stories from our community, and it works really well.
People loved it.
What we're doing with the 6-month success program, the people take action and do everything that we say, get the results.
Some people come along because they need those business skills. They need help with sales and marketing and pricing.
We have other people that want to reach their goals much quicker.
What could we do if people were able to invest at a higher level and have more of our support and have our eyes on their business?
What would be the steps that we would take them through?
Jo's reached multiple six figures. We know the process. We know that creates a saleable business. What about if we roll that out to other bookkeepers?
And that's how we created the Mastermind.
As a duo, I think there's only one word to describe them, and it's inspirational. They give me so much support.
Having their eyes on my business, offering me the guidance and support that I need.
Such a depth of information. Without them, I wouldn't have been in the position I am now.
I'm with an amazing group of ladies. They're amazing. I feel like I've found my tribe.
Zoe and I are absolutely thrilled with what we've achieved so far, and it's completely blown our minds.
I'm amazed at what we've done.
There are so many people out there that need and want our help and are willing to listen to us.
There's a lot of learning that I've had to do, and I know we've both grown so much. I mean, we've worked on ourselves so much, and I don't think we could do what we do without having invested in ourselves in that way. I can't believe it when I meet someone at an event and they say, oh, I've been listening to the podcast for years, or I listen to it while I'm in the car. I know deep down that every time we record an episode of the podcast or go live or share something on social media, we're doing it because we want to help people to have a better future. So I'm really proud.
The world of bookkeeping is changing and going to continuously change, and for the better.
So we want to give people the tools they need to build a business that works for them, whether that means six figures or not.
It's about a movement. It's about our community and leveraging them. Just because a bookkeeper's never done this before doesn't mean that they can't do it in the future.
For our ever-supportive husbands, Paul and Ollie. And for our children, Daniel, Grace, Rosie, Heidi and Wilf, who give us reason to strive every day.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Are you crying?
No!
Yeah.
No. I'm a wreck. Right, we're live. Stop crying. Oh, goodness. Oh, thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Oh, goodness. There's so much to, you know, we filmed with the gentleman for like 2 whole days. He had hours and hours and hours of footage. And it's just so powerful to like make it so much shorter. Oh my goodness, I'm shattered. I'm emotionally exhausted after watching that. I was trying so hard not to start crying because I knew if I started, I won't stop. Oh, thank you everyone for watching. I hope you feel that it kind of summarizes what, you know, what we've achieved so far and how we're helping and Oh, goodness.
And why? I think, and why, you know, why it really matters. I think that's what this is about, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And I think you can see there as well, like seeing the journey, you know, we started off with post-it notes and wrapping paper and just an idea. And I think, you know, we had to really look for those kind of images and go back and find them. We didn't know we had them. I found them on Paul's iCloud somewhere. It must have been from an old phone. And I was like, oh my goodness, there's that little snapshot of that time. And yeah, we've got some like old Canva, like we must have logged into Canva that day. And I remember us talking about colours and things. But yeah, it's like 4 years. So much has happened.
Some of it was really hard as well. Like when, like going back to find, like I had a really hard time when my kids were little. Like I really found it so difficult, and I like almost have blocked it out as a time where it was just relentless, and I just wasn't very happy in myself. And so I remember when we sent the photos over to the photographer and sort of saying, can't send you anymore because I can't, this is too hard to look back, which is really sad to say actually, but it's just still really raw.
Yeah, because it's not that long ago.
But yeah, it's a lifetime ago.
Yeah, it's really funny, isn't it? It's really funny. And when we started, I know we talk about goals, but honestly our goal has been and always will be just helping people so that they can not go through the hardships that we've gone through. And that's why we will always do boot camp for free. Mm-hmm. That's why we'll always do the podcast. That's why YouTube like is out there, because I really do believe that there's enough free stuff out there to make a difference to people and for them to really help them. And that was really our goal. We both remember the first time we took £200 each out of the business. It was not in the like first few months at all. I can't even remember what it was, but it felt like a massive thing because we just put them, we were not doing it for profit. It was really just a mission, because we were both in pain from the aftermath of running bad bookkeeping businesses.
Mm.
They weren't bad. We just didn't know how to do it well.
We didn't know how to get the business support. Like we tried it. And, you know, I think like I joined an accelerator program. There weren't bookkeepers. And I remember I said this to you, Joe, and you were like, I didn't know that. Like I took someone out for lunch and I was like, can you tell me about pricing? What do I have to do about pricing? And then got some ideas for pricing. I mean, it still wasn't the answer, but like I think we were prepared to put ourselves out there to ask anyone that we could for help. Mm. Which is maybe why we coped well last week with being with people who in another life we might have found really intimidating. Mm. Just to say, you know, I'm prepared to ask because clearly no one knows this. But the information wasn't there. But yeah, you know, we've come away from our trip last week. You know, even in the video, Joe, you said, you know, we know we can help the economy. And I think we've realized since last week, it's so much more than that. Actually, we do put free training out. The podcast is free. This is free. And we hope, because we know not everyone is going to work with us in a program. If you do, we can give you like the fast results to whatever you need to do. But if you can't, we hope that there's enough out there that's free that's going to help you to get there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Oh my goodness me, that was emotional. We saw this. It took us forever to download this video while in Italy because the Wi-Fi was rubbish, and we watched it, but it was really late at night, and there was a few edits to make. So we were thinking, what do we need to, like, a little bit of edit here, a little bit of edit there. So I think we were watching it with logical brains, but we knew that that was all done. So this is the first time I've watched it and just let go. So I think that's why the tears have come. But yeah, just really, really proud, and just want to say thank you to all of you. Like we said in the video, we want to thank our ambassadors. We couldn't do what we do without them. They are amazing, amazing people. Such amazing skill sets and, oh my goodness, the compassion that they have for our members. Yeah. They really have
kind, generous people who we love. And yeah, we're really proud to call you our friends, and thank you for everything you do. Because yeah, we couldn't do this without your help.
So this is why, in a nutshell, why we're here for boot camp. We do boot camp. We tend to do it once a quarter, a free event to just give back to the community, give you access to people. This morning session, Zoe, was immense with Rebecca. She broke things down into manageable size chunks. We all got to get involved with questions and give feedback and see where other people were and realize we weren't on our own, which was really powerful. Yeah, there's definitely, if I'd have had that training in my business, that would have made me feel better. And that's literally what we want everyone to do. We want you to feel confident, and we want you to feel like you're empowered to go and build the business that you want to build. This evening, we're back at 8 p.m. Zoe and I, we do an 8 p.m. session because we know lots of you are still at work or need to put the kids to bed or whatever it is. And you can join us then. And we're going to start, as we mentioned in the documentary, the little film, that we're going to start with teaching you a part of the RISE framework. And tonight's going to be reset and on the goals and how you plan about making goals for yourself. And yeah, making a plan for the year. We're still in the first quarter of 2024. So bring your notepads, pens, iPads, whatever it is you want to draw and scribble on. We will really get together and help you decide on what it is you want to achieve this year. There'll be some
prizes.
There'll be some prizes this evening. So we hope to see you there. As you can see, no one's face is showing. We don't do it on Zoom, so you don't have to worry about being presentable. You could be in your gym jams with a cup of tea, not bothered, on the sofa, whatever you want. Just join in, let us know when you're there and interact. That's what we want from you, because Facebook will show it to other people so that they can join in with the fun too. Anything else, Zoe?
No, that's it. We will see you at 8 o'clock. See you later. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks for joining us for the Bookkeepers podcast. Why not join us in the Six Figure Bookkeepers Club at sixfigurebookkeeper.club or visit our website sixfigurebookkeeper.com.